Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're journeying through the book of Acts, and we arrive at chapter 1, verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And then we're going to take them into the upper room. If you were to take the book of Luke, which is, let's say, part one of two, and then the book of Acts would be part two of two. Luke writes both of them. He writes the gospel, and then he writes the Acts of the Apostles. The transition would really be the end of Luke chapter 24. Jesus leads the disciples out as far as Bethany, lifts up his hands and blesses them. Verse 51, it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. That's the end of the book of Luke. Your transition would be Acts chapter 1, verse 12. They returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. So really what Luke has done for the first 11 verses is he gave you a little bit of an intro, and then he gave you some of the statements of Jesus at that ascension that he did not give in the book of Luke. And now we really could say that Luke just continues as if he were writing a 25th chapter to the book of Luke. We now are in the 12th verse of the first chapter of the book of Acts. And so you notice that the disciples go back to Jerusalem. They were told that they would receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon them. And so they go back to Jerusalem to receive. I like to think they don't really know what. They know they're going to receive power. They know Jesus has called it the Holy Spirit. They are aware of the terminology of the Spirit of God, but they've never really seen that outside of Jesus. They haven't seen what that looks like on a human. However, having seen that on Jesus every day of his earthly ministry, can you imagine the excitement that they have realizing that this is what they are going to have, which is the identity of the Holy Spirit inside of them? And I think one of the most underappreciated aspects of Christianity by Christians is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life on a day-to-day basis. While we get wrapped up in movements and discussions about things, whether it's we want to talk about end time events, or we want to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, or water baptism, or whether or not there's a prosperity gospel, and all the stuff we love to argue and have on the peripheral. We bring peripherals right to the center as if they're the most essential. I think the most essential thing is walking in the Spirit. The New Testament is replete with the command to walk in the Spirit and what it looks like to walk in the Spirit. And so the disciples were very excited to get this started. Verse 13, they went into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. Now, this place where they are staying is probably the same place where they had Jesus encounter them after the resurrection. Remember, they've been staying out of the public eye for weeks out of fear that they would be accused of having stolen the body of Jesus. I think there was a general sense that they had joined up with a movement that was considered a rebellion. And in the Roman Empire, that was dangerous for your life. And so the disciples were sort of banding together. There are only 11 of them because Judas Iscariot, as the Gospels tell us, has hung himself. We're going to get more information about that hanging in the next few verses. We'll get into some of that tomorrow. We'll see.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.